Warning, the following podcast contains explicit language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. Bam! Get you somebody.
Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
Episode 99. I was wrong last week. I don't know if I said actually episode 98 during the intro or not last week, but I did post it as episode 99. It is not.
Please wait, we're at 99 now.
We are at 99 right now.
We are 30 times better than 69.
Yes, woo! Absolutely. Well,
something like absolutely. That, 30 points by, I don't know.
We are at a Prince song right now. We're going to party like it's 99.
God damn, we're going to party like it's podcast 99. Where's that soundboard? Where's that soundboard?
Yeah, I know.
Get that one.
Had I known.
We have, of course, oh, Jesus, here we go.
Sorry, that's that ham I ate earlier.
I know, right?
Happy Easter. We are recording this on Easter, so I guess it's only appropriate to say Happy Easter, although everybody's going to hear it on, like, Ash Wednesday or some shit.
Yeah. Isn't that before Easter?
Happy Bunny Day.
Yeah, well, we have Marty McFly. We can go back in time.
Gotta get back in time.
Oh, geez.
You ever felt a little ashy?
Let's see what.
What?
Some lotion.
Ashford is the evil bunny.
Like ashy Larry.
You know, I actually saw that movie. I'm just saying.
God damn. God damn.
We have we got a jam-packed show. Actually, we have a Easter themed show. Our main topic being James Rupert out of Hamilton, Ohio, which is actually only about an hour or so, if that. Depending on how you
really
drive,
not even an hour.
Not even an hour. That is
it was
malice.
Otis.
It was me, right, running around.
Yeah, man.
But we also have two fluffer articles.
You have two
and
fluffer
two
articles.
I have
two room.
Fluffers. Just in case you ain't hard enough, bam.
AKA
Otis got
you. Two books.
Get you some AKA, right. So,
just try to stay loaded. Just try to stay loaded for the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah.
we have a lot of shout outs to get to beforehand. Of course, Night Living Dreads with No A over there .com. You can find us over there on Facebook, the page, the group, Spotify, Stitcher, all of those lovely little resources to listen to all these past episodes, and myself and some random people a lot of times, Mr. Tom and Dom and Don, sometimes Jack L. Monkey joins us, and one day we will get Mr. Malice over here. We do a live over there on, you can watch us act like idiots instead of just, you know, hearing it. And that would be a psycho.
Because I mean, you know, some people like to watch. I mean,
I do, I do. I'm one of those. I'm one of those people where if I hear, man, a fucking, you know, somebody talking, I'm like, I want to see what they look like.
Yeah.
It's just me. And you can do that. Psycho Bunny at Death Call PBDC TV. The page.
PBDC TV, Psycho Bunny Death Cult, Psycho Bunny DC, Psychomantium 13, Roots Bleed Red.
Bam, get some of that.
Like I said that shit before.
I know, right? Tom is our fast-speaking guy, you know.
I'm like the Micro Machines guy.
Micro Machines, who's old enough for that one, right?
Did I just show my age?
We're dating ourselves, absolutely.
You're the fucking twister of Psycho Bunny, just...
Yeah, I know, man.
What?
South Park episode when they go to Africa.
Oh, the little Ethiopian South Park episode.
Shit, I was thinking of that fucking guy on
Dreads in episode 99.
Let's see that in instant replay.
Right. All right, man. I'll just post this link whenever you guys. No, right, never mind. All right, we ran that well dry.
All right. That's what she said.
Oh,
I didn't have that damn ready.
Where's
God
it at?
Damn it! Wait.
Come up.
There it is.
Thank you. So what we're gonna do? Is I just told everybody where they can see Night Living Dreads. We're gonna go over there, Mr. Tom and Dom. We'll just do a little partnership there because you guys are working on. You guys do a show together. Tom, you do your own show. I think, and you guys are working on something really, really big. I want whoever wants to go. You guys, you know, figure that out amongst yourselves.
I think it's truthfully what Tom and Genevieve and I came up with. I had an idea from the start, and I wanted to bring in people who I really trust. And I love the family that we all created here, and we love artists. So what we did is we came up with BB3 TV. And what it's about is a land of opportunity. There is no holds barred. Any host, you know, could jump on and, you know, have an opportunity here. And that's pretty much
that's
what
awesome.
It is.
Your home for variety entertainment.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It almost sounds like it came out of like the 70s.
Maybe.
BB3 Wait a minute. Let me clear my throat on that one.
Do that again.
BB3 TV, your home for variety entertainment.
God damn, you are that 70s radio guy, aren't you, man?
That 70s
hey,
guy.
Welcome to the radio show, all you guys and gals, all you dudes and cats. From the East Coast to the West Coast.
And I would say the most beautiful part of BB3 TV is the fact that we could interact, fuckers, is the fact that we
spit my beer all over the damn monitor.
Networks. You know what I'm saying? Like the Psycho Bunny, Psychomantium 13,
right.
You know, and whoever else wants to be involved. Like, there's no holds barred here. We'll play commercials. Like, we know another network we want as far as just to promote them because we appreciate what they do. They're all artists. I'm not going to say them right off the bat because we'll make that phone call tomorrow, but we are here, and this is what we do.
You're lucky.
What?
You were going to say it. You were like a cunt or a whip from saying it. I'm just saying.
I wasn't going to say it. I would never do it.
Right?
Because that's your tagline, man.
What?
Oh, yeah. You know you know what I
was
saying.
It was
said,
right
then.
There. I heard it.
We are here.
Now.
We are now.
That's real
that's
talk with Dom.
That's
right
my show.
So, already the site is bb3tv.com.
The URL isn't purchased, but you can find it at facebook.com/bb3tv.com.
Awesome.
Or .com. Damn it, you got me saying .com.
See
no
that?
.com.
No
facebook.com/bb3tv.
No .com.
We have about 8 hosts right now. We have jewelry shows. We have possibly a paranormal one, whatever she chooses to do.
Definitely.
You know, it's just some great people. Absolutely. You know,
she has to respond to my message. To come over. But, you know.
Well, she will.
Well, I just sent her one earlier, and she, you know, you say, you know, yeah.
We have an offset of my show, Real Talk with Dom, from a WLFADB. Mine will be a movie show, which is Real Talk with Dom, which is R-E-E-L, which is like talking about movies and shit, and just keeping it at that topic. I don't want to be a part of
it. See what he did there?
I did.
What?
What?
But that's what I do.
That's all.
Anyone listening wants to talk and you know, chill with us and shit like that. And if you want an opportunity, we're open ears.
That's great.
Straight up.
And open family buckets of Popeyes.
Oh, the always. Fuck it bucket.
The fuck it bucket.
I don't put my shit on YouTube, so you can play the love that chicken from Popeyes.
Oh, we'll see. Well, but it well.
Still, now you know. Because that's where I can be the realist. And I can get you something. Thank you, man. Of course,
man,
we have Don Black, a.k.a. Chilla the Clown, a.k.a. Black Unright, a.k.a. What is your name this week, sir? And how the fuck are you doing? Where can everybody get in touch with apparently an astronomical amount of social media pages given all those names?
You can find me on Children of the Clown Queen Ostrich on Facebook, Children of the Clown on Instagram, Children of the Clown on TikTok, Don Black on TikTok. Facebook, Night of the Living Dreads, all the other channels that they mentioned.
Night of the Living Dreads, what?
And it's actually really good to be here. Did you know that I have my own juice that you could buy and you could inhale in your own lungs?
You can have me some chiller juice.
Chiller juice.
That's right. Let the chiller juice in your lungs.
But I mean, we laugh, but if you're down in what areas, chiller, can we get your chiller juice?
Well, primarily around my groin area, actually.
You just have to take a really big puff
on a really small vessel.
You know, you might want to get some tweezers or something.
God damn.
Make sure to plug your nose.
Plug your nose.
Plug your what?
Your nose, because you get into an area that don't always smell right. It always ain't. It taint, right?
Well, you know, sometimes it smells like turnips. And
turnips?
The magic chiller.
Turnips?
Turnips.
All right, so check out if you're down there. Where you at down that Bowling Green?
Check out if you're down there.
Yeah, if you're down.
If you're down there.
I set you guys up so much, and you guys don't even respect that shit. But I see it is getting some respect now. Thank you, sir. Yeah, check out DMJ Vapors. Get you some chiller juice.
There you go.
There you go.
He disclosed it himself just this morning.
Bowling Green locations.
Okay.
In Kentucky. You know.
Being into ScaryFights.com doesn't make it any better. I'm just saying.
Yeah, what? Oh,
God damn.
That's ScaryFights.com.
All right.
I'm the Kentucky rep for Scary
Face. That's right. I got a video up on Scary Face where I've been showing how I squeeze out my juice and
it was my chick.
Oh, perfect.
My chick.
I got sent to my Facebook and they took it down. And but you can find it on Pornhub.
Right out your lungs.
But shit, you got an OnlyFans?
I do.
Was that Dom? All right. Moving on. Let's go to Mr.
Modus.
Jack L. Monkey over there. There you go. Nightmare Ninja Studios.
Yes, sir. Yeah, anybody, you know, you have a mask you want made. Primarily what I do is Friday the 13th stuff, but I can do any kind of custom latex work. I mean, if you want a badass mask made at a quality, you know, at a price that won't break the bank, hit me up and we'll make your nightmares become a reality.
Where my mask come from?
You don't want to know. You wear it on your face. You don't want to know.
I'm going to hit that site up because I want to get some masks for a wall. So, yeah.
I'm telling you. Do it. I'm waiting for a my package came late.
You know, I need. She said. I need an Otis mask and I need a chiller mask.
Otis mask.
So that it looks like their faces. That would make this whole thing so much better.
Just half and half.
Wouldn't that involve me having to go to Texas and getting some kind of like face cast?
Yeah, like a live cast, yeah.
A live cast. I would do that.
That would be funny.
I wonder how many kids would run around with fake dreads and a face that looks like me.
Hey, maybe we should do that.
Happy Halloween, dude.
Do a fucking Patreon where we can just fucking get people to donate money to get y'all to fly to Texas so that I can fucking make live casts.
Right.
The half Otis, half chiller mask.
You
Otis
too
chiller
can
mask.
Be Otis or yeah, chiller. Half Otis, half
chiller. Turn this way and be like, I know, right? And then you turn this way and you start talking like that.
And
unfortunately, no one could see it.
You could perform duets and songs and.
God damn.
All right, here we go. Let's dive in. I think we gotten everything out of the fucking. So now
we got everything out.
Now we have about 14 minutes till we're gonna take, I think, a little break to, you know, and play a commercial for one of our favorite. God damn.
He's getting him a blowjobber.
A favorite of ours, lick a chick chicken. That's right. We'll get to
the
that here in
bucket.
A minute. That's right. The fucking bucket. But first we have two fluffer articles. That's right. Fluffers, they gotta get us ready, you know what I'm saying? So one of our favorite sites to go to for our fluffer article is the smoking.
Pornhub.
Is that or Florida? But they don't.
It's always Florida.
Oh my
it's
God.
Always Florida. But you know what? Here's the thing. I have two fucking articles, and neither one are Florida. One is Louisiana, one is South Carolina. The first one's going to be from South Carolina, and of course, the smokinggun.com. We're not getting any kickbacks from them, but if you're listening, anyway, cops.
Wink, wink.
Cops say a naked man was doing a quote unquote walk of shame
in Spartanburg.
Excuse me?
In Spartanburg, right?
What?
Wait a minute. Yes, it was. It was in Spartanburg. Man,
I'm very familiar with that city.
Are you?
Yeah, I've spent some time there.
See, it was dumb.
Once again, fucking Florida, I get caught all the time.
Caught, talk, coffee.
You'll never find me, Tom.
Hey, and they'll never find your freaking body, huh?
Hey, I know where to hide your body. I'm just saying, you know. For I got 330 acres out here in the outskirts of Philly. I'm not, you know, nobody will find you.
Oh, in that one park?
Park where you film all your videos?
Well, most of them, yes.
God damn.
But there's a lot of land.
All right, April 1st, and this is not an April Fool's joke, a man who police saw strolling naked on a South Carolina street told officers he was doing the quote-unquote walk of shame as penance for cheating on his wife.
with a plastic bag around his balls.
He did. That is absolutely the fucking truth, man. And a blunt. And a blunt.
You gotta have a plastic bag around your balls, man.
He had a blunt in the other hand. Investigators say that Michael Boatman, 41, was spotted by a sheriff's deputy. Who was spotted by a sheriff's deputy around 1 a.m.
You said he had a blunt in his hand?
He did.
Sounds like my kind of walk.
He said he was like just a clear bag over his genitals and a quote unquote blunt in his hand. Now, Jody, Mrs. Dredd, and Mrs. Dredd, who is not here right now, she's out there making that meat and potatoes. That's right, baby.
Apparently, he had his potatoes in a plastic bag.
He had it in a plastic bag, and he had a blunt in the other fucking hand. Just chilling.
Two oysters.
Yeah, that was real.
Two oysters, man. Two oysters. He had to have his oysters in a bag, man.
All right.
That's the way you got to do it, man.
What's going on, man?
What's going on here, man?
This is oysters.
Gotta have your oysters. Gotta have your oysters fresh, man.
All right. Boatman, one cop reported, explained that he was doing a walk of shame, which he needed to complete, quote unquote, for his wife. A second officer noted that Boatman said that he had cheated on his wife and was doing a walk. Isn't that what I just said?
Yeah.
But I swear.
Hey, rewind. No. Rewind.
Rewind.
Rewind. Boatman.
Yeah, it's
welcome to the Living Dredge. And
no, two Spartanburg County Sheriff deputies. Noted that Boatman I know this is gonna be a big shocker, but he admitted that earlier that night he had smoked meth.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
It all kind of goes to the other story. Holy Christ.
Why does that fart have an echo? Are you farting in a tunnel?
if his toenail hurt him, I'd be fucking like I'd be blown up fucking way after the next story.
Well,
hey, look, I've been smoking this bath salt. I mean, I've been soaking my foot in this salt. And,
how great!
His oysters a little tiny.
You were doing a segue there, but I'm not quite done because we do.
I know,
right? That's a good segue though. Right on down the shitter. While being questioned by police, Boatman allegedly sought to run away. Run away!
You're never going to catch me.
Naked with his balls in a bag. Picture this.
No, it's voice.
I'm just doing my thing.
You're voice. Tackling. Imagine being those cops, man. You got to tackle this guy with a plastic.
Oh, God! He's so greasy.
Bag, like, around the balls.
He's so greasy. He's so greasy.
He'll never get me alive.
Why is he so greasy?
What?
God damn it, Johnson, cuff him. Fuck.
No Johnson. No Johnson here.
Get him, Johnson.
God damn.
Taste his oysters.
Bowman was charged with
taking his balls.
Now he's got oysters, man.
That'll shut him up.
With the faces.
Anyway, the man was arrested.
What, man?
He was put in breast cuffs.
He was put in breast cuffs? I want to be put in breast cuffs.
Silver cuffs.
Silver cups?
He was in brass cups, man.
Look, I can actually see the tears coming out of Otis's eyes.
Silver bells.
My balls are in a plastic bag. Put fucking handcuffs on me.
Breast cuffs.
All right. Put my oysters in a cup. Yeah.
It's a good. Good God! What is this all over you? Is this coconut oil?
You know what? Malice asked a very good question. If he went to jail, and unfortunately, I cannot get to that part of the story before I close the fucking article out.
So I probably shouldn't do it tonight.
I was done with the article at that last point.
All right. Cops in Louisiana, again, from one of the gems of thesmokinggun.com, Louisiana
clams?
They almost caught me.
This man claims that his meth stash was actually just salt to help treat his ingrown toenail.
Well, that's just one big meth.
Well, shit, y'all ain't seen no goddamn Epsom salt before? Hell.
Ain't you ever seen no Epsom salt?
He's on Epsom bath salts, I guess. Louisiana cops found a clear crystal-like substance inside a plastic Walmart bag in his pocket. He went to Walmart to buy his meth.
It had to be Walmart. Right. He can't upgrade to Target. It's got to be Walmart.
It's got
to be Walmart. Have you ever had a toenail, though?
John Coach.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't even read the entire article.
Did you say
article.
John Kotex?
No, John Combs, which is suspect here. He did not. He claimed claim use in baking a cake.
That's what he talked for.
47-year-old Combs explained to police that the substance was salt, which he had to treat an ingrown toenail.
And a yeast infection, apparently, because he's making a cake.
Honestly, look at his mugshot.
Interesting.
That cake would make you even more hungry, Tom.
You know? His mugshot, he is clearly in pain. His fucking toe hurts.
I can see it. If anybody is looking at this, no, he is clearly in pain, not on any kind of methamphetamines.
Nothing. Just a fucking ingrown toenail will make you that fucked up.
Well, at least that's what I made them think, you know.
All right, after spotting Combs, who was carrying a large wooden stick, walking in the middle of West Monroe roadway around 4:25 a.m. Tuesday.
Sorry. That was unintentional. I didn't mean to push that. I was moving windows around.
4:25 a.m. on a Tuesday. He's fucked up on meth walking down the middle of the road. A cop asked Combs to put down the stick and then patted him down for any more possible weapons. During the frisk, Combs,
come here, boy, I can feel your hoists.
Combs reportedly.
How does that drug deal go? Hey, you got that ingrown toenail shit or what? Got that ingrown toenail shit or what?
My shit is inflamed like a motherfucker, nigga.
Let me get that salt.
I got blood spots on my socks, man. Come on.
Man, shit, right? During the frisk, he reportedly sought to keep the patrolman from searching his pants pocket.
Especially the penny pocket.
Which he had the crystalline substance, as it stated.
Well, that's what they call it sometimes down here.
Right?
Yeah, you gotta have a crystalline, yeah.
While home remedies do for a ingrown hair can include the soaking of a foot in Epsom salt, the cop who examined,
has some weird side effects.
And it does. The cop who examined Combs purported salt, quote unquote, identified the substance as methamphetamine and probably was lying about the fucking ingrown toe. Now, what if he was just taking the meth just for the pain of the ingrown toe?
Still illegal.
Oh, durka, durka, durka.
He was arrested, obviously, for possession of a criminal or a controlled dangerous substance and booked into the Ouachita Parish Jail on a felony charge. That's right. Try to say that.
A wild cheetah.
A wild cheetah. Parish Jail.
A wild cheetah.
All right. So I guess
it's
we can.
My head pussy.
It's.
I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, he fucked up. That's what it is.
It's what it is. So you don't feel sorry for him.
You know what?
You couldn't even make up a story to make it sound like you were playing devil's advocate.
You
hey,
literally
look,
just.
I got what I deserved. I'm just saying.
A pair of tweezers. A fucking pair of tweezers and pull that bitch out. If you're doing meth, that's your problem.
Yeah, right, man. No, I mean, agree.
Meth is hard, you know. I didn't pass that in school at all. I mean, oh, wait, that's math. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Wait, that was different, man. Yeah. That was a different subject altogether, man.
All equations aside.
What?
What?
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
Don't knock right, man. Right?
That's what she said.
Oh, bam. And then she tried it and she knocked me to the curb, man. All right, that wasn't very good. All right, that all is right. Apparently a good time to move in to. No, we have to commercial break right here. That is very much needed. We're going to take a commercial break from ours here at the Insane Asylum. We get catering brought into ourselves and big events for the, you know, I mean, whatever they let us watch. Sometimes it just depends on how well we've been on our meds. Jackal Monkey has always been a good model patient. I hope Tom and Dom are you know, take after him and not so much Don. Don
it's
is
dinner time, motherfuckers.
That's what he says. So here we go. We're gonna take a quick break from our not quite sponsor, Lickin' Chick Chicken.
Burgers, yeah. Burgers, burgers. Everyone goes on and on about burgers. Tonight, change your dinner to the succulent, juicy, crispy on the outside, moist on the inside taste of Lickin' Chick Chicken. Get the two-piece snack, the three-piece lunch, the five-piece dinner, the 12-piece feast, the 18-piece suitcase, the 40-piece drum, and introducing Lickin' Chick's Fuck It Bucket. Ready to take a chance on dinner? For just $5, grab a Fuck It Bucket, take it home, and see if you're a winner. Could be a fat, juicy Lick-A-Chick breast as is. It could be a mess of Lick-A-Chick hot wings. Or it could be a bunch of beaks and feet. Now that's a meal. Maybe not. You'll never know with the new Fuck It Bucket from Lick-A-Chick.
Break me down!
Break, please!
Fuck you! What?
Why not?
I'm not. Fuck yeah!
Ooh, Jay! Jose! They're not really gonna, like, haunt you.
I ain't playing the motherfucker.
It's getting close. It's getting closer to Halloween.
You know what happened to my niece when she was little and she started fooling around with one of those motherfuckers?
What happened?
She got possessed. We had to get her exorcised. Her nose started bleeding and she shit on herself and everything. I ain't playing that motherfucker.
Blackout, you a matching mug for it. With the Ouija board.
Oh, motherfucker. That's what happened to my niece. Exercise. That's why we... There's the exercise cup.
Granny! Please!
All right, welcome back.
Love it.
There's nobody right now listening. They're like, I have no idea what
what's happening?
What would happen? But if those who have not been familiarized with if you haven't been familiarized with Night Living Dreads podcast, once again, nightlivingdreads.com, Dreads with No A, Spotify, Stitcher, Dom and Tom, two new additions to the fucking show. Don't forget to go to BB3TV over there on Facebook. The website is coming. This is exciting times, man. I did that with my mouth, right? So we're going to get into our main topic.
I do
topic.
Appreciate you saying that. I don't mean to cut you off, but I appreciate you saying that, Otis. That's
absolutely.
What's up. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Cut you off, man.
There's a lot of there's a lot of
you're only half the man you used to be now.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, Don. Dom, go ahead.
Don.
No, I'm just saying there was a lot of opportunity here, and I appreciate you plugging us like that. And I appreciate you having us on your program as well.
Yes,
it's awesome.
Dom likes you plugging him.
If anyone can see this, there's like a middle finger pointed right at my brother.
No, it's actually pointed at Otis, but, you know, I mean, if you want to be technical, because, like, I'm up and to the right of you, you know, I'm just, yeah, well, you go, you're too late now. I had to explain it. It doesn't mean anything now. I'm just,
you know. You know, it does mean something. Something. Something meant a lot. Something meant a lot to 11 family members of the Rupert family on Easter Sunday. Yes, we are. Bam, get you some of that. We are recording this on Easter Sunday. You're going to, you know, hear it a little later. Goddamn. He's got the chicken out.
He's choking his chicken.
We're talking about James Urban Rupert. He was born April 12th, 1934. Mass murderer, they call him. Not so much a serial killer. Yes, that's absolutely right. Responsible for one.
Wait, why is that so muffled? Where do you have it?
That's Don trying to play soundboards, and I think he's doing it out of his ass.
I think that one came right out of his ass. That chicken was up his ass, and then...
This is... soundboard work. Hey, can I get through and at least explain what the fuck this is?
Yes,
to do shit in soundboards for fuck's sake. Bam, blew up right in my face, didn't it? responsible for one of the deadliest shootings in a private residence in U.S. history.
God damn.
Nope. Oh, Jackal Monkey, you're still with us. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
on Easter Sunday, March 30th, 1975, Rupert murdered 11 family members in his mother's house at 635 Minor Avenue in Hamilton, Ohio.
Holy shit.
Holy shit is right.
Satan?
It is what... Yeah. Oh, sorry. Excuse me, Satan.
No, go ahead. I'm enjoying the story.
Oh, thank you. It is the Easter Sunday Massacre. I'm sure you enjoy that, don't you, Satan?
Yes, I do. I was there, actually. I was watching live, but I like the recap, so, you know.
Please. All right. This man is now serving two life sentences at the Franklin Medical Center in Columbus, Ohio.
Are you,
Are you looking over him at this point, Satan?
Well, I am, because I see you on camera right now, so yes.
No. He's 86 years old. I don't think he has passed yet.
Well, with that beard, you know, I gotta say, you kind of look older,
what?
You know.
Well, he doesn't do his research, apparently.
Satan did not do his research, and I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry.
Now we need to mute that motherfucker. Satan. This is Easter.
Oh, fuck you!
As we would suspect. Rupert had a pretty troubled early life, it stated. Would you find out malice about Rupert? Anything? Nothing? This is,
nah.
Yeah, I know. Malice already knows how I research these shows. His mother.
You look him up on YouTube and then you forget about him before the show starts from the pregame?
Yep, that's exactly okay. Right, man. Does anybody else know about this guy better?
I
do.
I found out. Like, I looked up a little bit. Like, he's very smart. He was a draftsman and electrical engineer. Had like degrees and stuff, right? He had also 8 kids. And apparently, he was in a bar one night.
Fertile
he was frustrated
old bastard,
with his,
wasn't he?
Yeah, he was actually frustrated with his family, possibly his mother's.
He had
I didn't look
so
back.
Much. He had such a big one. A family.
Someone asked him if, before the murder, asked him if he solved the problem, right?
What?
And he said,
what's the answer, man?
What was the problem,
he said,
though?
Well, I guess it was his family. Well, apparently,
yeah.
Right? And apparently,
yeah, like
it was
his living situation with his mom and shit. Cause, like, yeah. His mom was fucking with him and, like, growing up, like, his dad died whenever
the
they
show?
Were young.
And he
no,
owed them
no.
money.
Well,
he
I just figured if
money.
His mom was fucking with him, it had to be in the South, man.
Oh, no, saying, no, right? Like that.
Oh,
silly,
no.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
God damn.
In reality,
God damn.
Sorry.
His answer to that question was, did you solve that problem? And his answer to that person was, no, not yet.
What was that?
I don't know.
Right, and that problem to his family was going to, and that happened actually, what, that day? Was it that day that it had, like, earlier that day that he had said that, and then later on went on?
I do not have confirmation of that answer, but it's a possibility. I didn't look that deep into it, as you said. Don't look that deep into it.
I just
got some notes, that's all.
You took notes?
Of course,
that's why I said in the beginning
shit.
Of the show, I
they
said this nerd
took it,
fucking
took
notes.
You're making us all look bad, man.
Yeah, dude.
But at the end of this, the only thing that was overturned was a fucking waste paper bin. Apparently, that's the only sign of any kind of
a waste piece
in the house.
Of paper.
Other
that
than like,
notes
I get
on
bodies
it.
Everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck did I just read?
I think it was funny that the rumors like. Someone said that he killed him because his mom made fucking hamburger helper over Easter dinner. Yeah, damn.
Right? I mean,
I said no hamburger helper, bitch. I said
Easter.
It like 4 times.
It's a cheap ham.
It's a generic stuff from the store.
It's not
man.
Even,
it's
not even
fucking
hamburger
food.
Helper. This is
hamburger partner. No count.
It's fucking Easter. We're supposed to have ham or maybe turkey or kielbasa or something, but no hamburger.
Hamburger helper. Hamburger helper.
Is
so good.
He said, this ain't even hamburger helper. This is the knockoff. This is hamburger partner. I don't want no goddamn hamburger partner.
It's hamburger
helper. Hamburger partner.
Hamburger partner.
Goddamn.
I don't want no goddamn panburger partner. This is bullshit.
Fuck
you.
You
got Dollar General buy that boom. Shit in that hell
God
box.
Damn
it. It ain't no count.
I'm going to kill
thing,
all
this
you
thing
fucks.
Is so fucking stupid. It's not even a fucking glove like Hamburger Helper. It's a fucking shoe. What the fuck is that?
God damn.
And it ain't even a pretty shoe on the box.
Yeah,
it's a damn looking,
what's
you soggy shoe.
Oh, motherfucker. pasta, whatever the fuck's in Hamburger Helper.
But so, yeah, what's fucked up was growing up and shit. Like I said, their dad died whenever they were young, yeah. So he had an older brother, and he would pick on him and beat him up and all and bully him and shit all the time. So another contributing factor to what I think, you know, why he ended up eventually fucking breaking, his brother ended up marrying his ex-girlfriend and then having eight kids with her. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I know.
You think
that
it
would be enough?
You think it was PTSD? And his, he just said, fuck it?
That's what I'm kind of thinking. Like,
he said, oh.
I mean, he was obviously fucking depressed. I mean, dude had a shitty life growing up. Like, everybody always fucked with him, picked on him. Like you were saying, like he was kind of like a nerdy kind of loner, like a bookworm.
And that was it his older brother?
Yeah.
That ends up getting the girl that he lost. That has to play so much, man. I remember, man. Right. I've had best friends, you know, way back in the day, that would date like girls that I broke up with, and I'm like, dude, bro code.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, right, and those were just best friends. They weren't like my brother.
Your fucking brother.
You know?
Yeah. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
How can you ever have a beer with those motherfuckers again, though?
You
like,
can.
They're like,
you smash the beer over
I'm sorry,
head.
Did somebody say Jesus fucking Christ again? Because I'm back. Yes. I heard my name, and I just pop in.
No, I thought y'all were just, well, that was Satan.
We actually have
Satan? If you want Satan here, wait a minute. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, shit.
There he is. Somebody call my name? Sorry, I was smoking a bowl.
God damn.
No? Nobody? Okay.
No.
Is this an error? Like,
no, that ain't it. Sorry.
He's going through his soundboard trying to find
it. I don't know. I can't respect any. Honestly, when it comes down to it, in the end, I can't respect any friend who gets with any of my exes. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck that.
Em. But who would want them? They all got high cholesterol from Popeyes.
Well, right? Oh, damn.
They've already
Look
been
at me.
Greased
I
up.
Missed my shit.
Get you some of that. Love that chicken
from Popeyes. Yeah, I mean, that's just straight disrespect. You know,
they get
a yeast
infection from that, from the breading. I'm just saying.
If my friends are that much of bitches, honestly, like, you can't find your own chick that you had to go through one of mine, then you know what? You were never my friend.
Well, right now, I think we need a little bit of Jesus. What do you guys think?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, we're going to need Jesus before we carry on.
I mean, I personally don't, but whatever the world needs.
All right.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids
the Christian truth.
If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat.
Come on, how many times do I have to play that? All right.
I turned the other cheek.
All right, so, Tom, what do you got to say about this, man?
Well, what I got to say about this man is, you know, he sounds a lot like somebody else I know, and I can't put my finger on who the hell it is. You know, it sounds like somebody that would have a name Chiller or something like that. Yeah.
That was our own soundboard right there. Then it was with the spring on my. It was like boing.
Wait, his chicken has mutton chops. I mean, you guys can't see it because you're listening, but his chicken actually has fucking mutton chops. I'm not lying.
It's the like 1990s rock of chickens.
It's cock rock.
So the day of the murders, Easter Sunday, March 30th, 1975, Rupert's brother Leonard and his wife Alma.
I was about a month and a half old.
Really?
Yes.
I was like going on three.
Well, I mean, you're old.
He brought his brother and his wife brought their eight children, ranging from ages 4 to 17, to see their grandmother on Minor Avenue. Rupert, he stayed upstairs. Kind of weird, right? I mean, it's a family gathering. He's, you know, he's sleeping off a night of drinking.
Yeah.
I know nothing about that. I'm just saying.
Never had that happen. No. Other family members did their little Easter egg hunt.
Damn, even Don's dog is laughing at me after that.
Right. Around 4 p.m. is when James woke up, loaded a .357 Magnum and two 22 caliber handguns and a rifle. That's what we were mentioning earlier. The rifle was never said to be used. Then he went downstairs. Charity, his wife, was preparing lunch in the kitchen. In the company. In the company of Leonard Jr., right? That's what I'm saying. In the company of Leonard Jr. and Alma, which is Leonard's wife.
Why does it keep doing that?
I don't know, man.
Oh shit. Oh Satan.
You silly bastard.
Just let me buy your shoes.
Have you seen my new Nikes? Yeah, I'm just saying.
Most of the children were actually playing in the living room when when Jimmy Boy entered the kitchen. He first shot and killed his brother. Of course, who didn't see that coming, man? Because Alma was his ex. That he apparently couldn't satisfy, and this dude's popping out eight fucking kids out of this vagina, right? His sister-in-law, Alma, and his mother was fucking next. Actually, he shot them all. Oh, then his sister, because they were all in the kitchen. Next, he took the life of his nephew, David.
God damn.
And his nieces.
Oh shit, it discharged again, motherfucker. God damn. Holy shit. Oh my god.
That's why I told you to give me one bullet, Paul. I can't handle it.
Oh, alright.
his eyes are watering.
Oh shit.
Rupert then proceeded to the living room where he.
And then I walked on down the hall, and
I don't even know.
God damn it!
He walked down the hall down there.
Yes, son.
I told you, fucking kids. That's my goddamn Tonka truck. Why the fuck are you playing with it, Billy?
Where the fuck's that, my Easter dinner?
God damn, that's where he...
Yeah, get in there and finish that Easter dinner!
He killed his niece Anne. I was waiting. And his four remaining...
He killed them all!
Nephews.
All of them. There's 11 Leonard. People dead. There's 11 dead. What does it matter who the fuck they were? I mean, like, what... I mean, there's 11 dead.
Yes. One child had been shot in the chest. The remaining 10 victims had been shot 3 times to ensure that they had died. God damn.
God damn.
What it's a war! Automatic? It's a war! Get down! Take cover!
What the fuck is this? World War II?
The only sign of struggle at the crime scene.
Yeah. Like, that's what I was getting at, Otis, when I was talking about was the fucking say it.
Was the over
culinary strike.
The only sign of struggle was an overturned waste paper bin. The
fucking waste paper.
How do they know that he didn't kick it over after he got done shooting everybody?
I guess that was the most violent thing all day.
He's like, everybody,
I'm behind the waste basket.
I killed everyone. Let me kick this fucking waste basket over.
Hell yeah.
He's like, God damn.
I'm behind the waste basket.
Fucking waste basket. Butler.
Maybe he shot it too.
Right, exactly. Butler County coroner theorized that Rupert had likely shot more victims or some victims more than once to prevent anyone from escaping.
Whoa.
The massacre was over within 5 minutes. After spending 3 hours in the house, James finally called the police. He sat around and called the police. I guess it said he had all of his guns, you know, just out and was actually pretty, you know, cordial.
Yeah.
You said he was out for a night of drinking the night before.
I
just like 11 people in here. I'm going to get me.
Everybody's very fucking loud. The kid's running around yelling and screaming. He's up there just...
Did you guys see today? Somebody look this up as we're still alive.
Right.
All
right.
Somebody today...
Don't fucking look at me.
No, there was a Burger King. Mm. I'll call my secretary real quick. Hold
no, on. Don't fucking look at me.
Burger
somebody,
King.
Somebody was in a drive-thru today. I think it was a lady. And because the wait was too long... She just pulled the gun out and started shooting into the window. What the fuck has this world come into? Is a Whopper that important?
Angry customers. Here we go. In Tennessee?
And probably.
Angry customer shoots at Burger King employees.
Was it in Kentucky?
In Tennessee.
Portland?
This happened 2 days ago.
Oh, 2 days ago. All right. Yeah, I just thought I'm like... How is a Whopper and shit like that? If you just don't want to stay in line,
motherfucker, you ever had a Whopper?
I want my fucking Whopper.
Cheese.
They're pretty good.
Some fish is good as a motherfucker. You will get.
You left
shits.
The pickles on right. That motherfucker.
Just drive
I want
out
my
and
veggie
inside.
Whopper. Where's my Whopper?
There's so much crazy shit in the world, man.
Wait, you didn't give me ranch dressing for my fries?
Ranch? No one likes ranch.
I like mayonnaise. Ranch. Shoot him.
Ranch and fries are good.
Shoot him.
This is coming from a guy who has never tried dipping his fries from Wendy's in a Frosty.
Who the fuck dips their fries in a vanilla shake?
It's not vanilla. It's a chocolate Frosty.
Look up where vanilla flavoring comes from.
Oh, God.
My ass.
On Eileen.
It comes from.
Is that another one comes from a beaver's anal gland?
Yes, it does.
Yep. I know.
Remember all those bees last time? No. This one's going right down.
I think it's raspberries
she
do
said.
Too.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Jason fries. Who the fuck does that?
Telling you, you do it once, you will never not do it. Every time you go to Wendy's, I swear to God.
Same thing with meth.
The sweet and
my toenail exactly. hurts.
God,
I gotta smoke me some bath salts.
That That was
great. I got my balls in a
plastic bag because I'm so ashamed right now.
All right, Dom and Tom's World, BB3TVComingSoon.com. They are on Facebook. Give all your guys a shout-outs right now, my friend.
Tom, you go first, brother.
All right. So, BB3TV on Facebook. So, Facebook.com/BB3TV. Go there. Like the page. Currently, we do not have a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's
what's going
me.
On? Oh, okay. I'm looking around like, where does that come from? Currently, we don't have a lot of stuff going on there. Right now, we only have our show that we did on Friday on there so far. But there are a lot of content creators coming. We're going to have a variety of entertainment on there. So please check it out. Also, make sure you go to Facebook.com/Dom and Tom's World. And is spelled out. It's not an ampersand. Make sure you check out Psycho Bunny Death Cult, Psycho Bunny DC, Roots Bleed Red, Psychomantium 13, PBDC TV. They all have their own YouTubes as well. Dom and Tom's World has their own YouTube. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/thisistomsworld, all spelled out, no punctuation. And that's it.
That's me, man.
Going on top of Tom right quick. As
wait,
far as
no, don't be going with, on top of me.
Ah, fuck you. BB3TV. No, we haven't unleashed a lot of the hosts yet because we're just waiting on their content. It's going to be pretty on point. But you could also find me on, Dom and Tom's World on a Friday night, Air 30 Eastern Time on Psychomantium 13, Psycho Bunny PC, PBC TV, and Roots Bleed Red. Also, Real Talk with Dom on a Monday night, WLFADB -TV. Yeah, I know. I expect that. But that you'll find Genevieve and I. You
that's
know,
that generic hamburger helper.
I know. And Genevieve and I are part of Psychomantium 13 as well, as far as like Sinister Sisters. But yeah, my two books and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't forget about his two fucking books.
Yep.
Everyone.
But now it seems like you could find Tom and I on a Sunday.
Tom
night
has two books.
That's right.
But Tom, you forgot one as I did the last night. You could find us now on a Sunday night on Night of the Living Dreads.
Well,
here with...
we record on a Sunday night. It doesn't go up on a Sunday night.
Oh, on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, man. Come on, I mean, get with the program.
Put that one right up, man.
And then, of course, we have Jack and Muggy. Thank you, guys. Hopefully you guys are an awesome permanent fixture here, man. Jackal Monkey Nightmare Ninja fucking Studios. Don't put the fucking part in there.
Get your masks, motherfucker.
There you go. Where can people find that?
Find me on Facebook at Nightmare Ninja Studios. Hell, you can send me a message. Send me some pictures of what you want, and we can get things going and get you set up with a mask. Oh, no dick pics. No dick pics.
No, he only wants ass pics.
Sorry, Dom.
Dom?
Good, too.
And,
the fuck is that?
Of course, over there at Nightmare Ninja Studios, they will make your nightmare a fucking reality. We have Mr. Don Skrull, a.k.a. Black on Right, a.k.a. Chill the Clown. Where can people see Chiller and all his glory?
Well, you can find me on Tom's World.
God damn, there's two of them. It's in stereo.
Damn. Go ahead. I think he can do it. Go ahead. Where can you find me, Tom?
You can find me on Tom's World, so you can find me on youtube.com/thisistomsworld. No.
You were those two?
Hey, I want to say this real quick, too. Right at the point with our brother, the sideshow, our brother Chaos.
He's on,
we love him. Yep. Our good brother Chaos, like straight up.
Yeah, of course, check all of them out. I mean, you guys have already mentioned Psycho Bunny Death
Cult. Get your juice in my mouth.
Good lord.
Right.
What?
DJ Vapor.
I know, right?
Well, I want to see this in front of the world. Thank you, brother, and thank you guys for letting me be a part of you guys, and I really appreciate you.
Just me.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay,
John, you know what? Like, we fuck around like we're all brothers here, and I love you guys to death, man.
Have a good night, guys. Hold on the line. We'll be back next
week.
Indeed.